We have identified three main issues in this report. The issue of the returning foreign terrorist fighters, on which we have good news and bad news. The good news is that many of the foreign terrorist fighters returnees keep quiet and don't commit any terrorist act. The bad news is that the recruitment of women and girls has increased tremendously. And we have now, for example, 550 women and girls who have joined in these areas of Daesh. Finally, also, international cooperation is key, and we have really to look into the matter of the possible abuse of the refugee status and the asylum seeker status. You know, it's very difficult, of course, to know exactly the number, but according to our studies, we have now most probably around 30,000 foreign terrorist fighters in the area of Daesh. Remember, 2 years ago, we were just speaking about 1,000, 2,000.
Who are they? Where do they come from?
They come from everywhere. The great majority still comes from North Africa, followed by the European area. The recruitment has changed, and we have noted, for example, that now ISIL-Daesh is trying to get more and more specialists, for example, journalists or analysts, political scientists, medical doctors, etc., rather than to try to have this flow of the terrorist foreign fighters coming just randomly. They have perceived that these young people coming and wanting with their ideas to join Daesh are not the qualified recruits that they need now. These young people are very often quickly disappointed. They want to leave. Many of them are killed because the heads of Daesh do not want them to go back. They are very often also not in agreement with all the rules of Daesh, corruption, organized crime, or the slavery of women, etc. So all of that probably reorient now the recruitment of foreign terrorist fighters on a more so-called qualified bunch of people.
What are the skills that Daesh is looking for?
Well, the skills, for example, you are journalists, also engineers to run, for example, the electricity, because don't forget they have to run a territory. Whatever type of people that you need in order to run a country.
You mentioned that the report has some recommendations.
Among the global recommendations, the top priority is to criminalize the conduct of the foreign terrorist fighters, because in many countries in the world, you have not the crimes in the legislation. And it is really something which is a real difficulty, because you cannot speak about international cooperation in criminal matters, exchange of information. In the same time, the resolution of the Security Council 2178 requests member states to criminalize these conducts, but the time frame and the way through which member states do that is not in the hands of the Security Council. So it's really something that we have to do quickly.
What is it that you would like to see happen over the next year?
My dream or the reality? My dream is, of course, that terrorism is really decreasing. Terrorism has grown. And that's something which, unfortunately, is terrible. It's terrible because it attacks innocent people. You can have the most serious political reasons. There is no reason which can justify terrorism and terrorist act. But what I want to achieve this year, my goal, is that member states can really respond with the same fluidity and flexibility to the terrorist organization such as Daesh. Then Daesh demonstrates us when they perform their actions, flexibility, fluidity, and rapidity. We are not flexible enough, we are not fluid enough, and we are not rapid enough. So my dream, for example, in the area of the criminal justice system is to have, for example, 24/7 cells in each of the countries of the member states of the United Nations, able to exchange information as soon as possible among the people who are crossing the borders and then trial them as soon as possible. Why? Because in this case, because of our fluidity, rapidity and flexibility, we will be in the position to respond quickly to the threat of Daesh and in the same time not infringing human rights and the rule of law.